This is Lydia Johnson with the National FFA Proficiency Winner in Agricultural Services Placement, Cassie Carter of the Habersham Central FFA Chapter in Georgia. Cassie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
You just had a pretty big win on the stage.
Yeah, I did. I was kind of surprised.
So tell us a little about your project. Start with where it started.
Okay, so I've grew up around taxidermy my entire life because my father owns Trophy Taker Taxidermy. So I grew up around it, but then I started helping out in the shop by helping with the mounting process and cleaning and assisting customers and keeping records. And I turned it into a proficiency since I was there full time.
So for those of us that might not know, can you just walk us through kind of a basic process to do taxidermy? What animals do you typically do it on and just the simple process?
Okay, so for shoulder mounts, which is white-tailed deer usually is what we do the most, those I assist my father. His name's Chris Carter, and I rub the glue on the forms to make the hide stick. I also prepare the hides by sewing up any holes that they may have in them and rubbing preservatives on them so they stick better to the form as well. But my specialty, I guess I could call it, is doing European mounts, which are skull mounts. It's just of the skull with the antlers of the white-tailed deer is typically what I do. And I start off by getting the hair off of the hide, like using a knife to cut around the meat and around the antlers to make sure that it's ready to boil. And then I boil it in almost like a very large pot, and I let the meat fall off, and after that I get it out and I get any excess meat off that's fallen or that's not came off yet, and then I spray it with peroxide and put it outside in the sun and let it sit for it's about 2 weeks, and then it's done.
So what kind of animals have you done this process on before?
I've done many white-tailed deers. I've tanned fox hides as well. That's another one. But for the most part, it's been white-tailed deer.
Do you have a favorite product that you like to help with?
Honestly, I like the European mount, but my absolute favorite part is whenever a customer comes in and they're satisfied with the product and I know that I helped produce it for them.
Where do you see the future going for you in this project area?
So as of now, I just started college, so I kind of drifted away a little bit from the agricultural field. I want to be a trauma surgeon, but I still help out at the shop, and one day I plan on taking over the family business.
Very cool. And tell us a little bit about your education.
Okay, I go to Oxford College of Emory University with a major in biology, and I plan to attend medical school and then hopefully be a trauma surgeon in the future. That's the goal.
Very cool. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Cassie. And this award is sponsored by Helena Agri Enterprises. This is Lydia Johnson reporting for National FFA.